This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ingram Micro is moving from its location in Williamsville on Worley Drive to downtown Buffalo into the former Highmark building at 257 West Genesee Street. Just your thoughts on the move and maybe how surprising this announcement is after all the talk over the past 5 years of offices being vacant downtown, especially after the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, I was very surprised to hear that announcement. It is certainly a significant move for them to move downtown to what's now known as the Gateway Tower, the Genesee Tower, not the Genesee Gateway. And great to see that building, which was empty, to at least start filling it up. I guess they're taking about anywhere from 100 to 160,000 square feet, depending what you read. And yeah, I think it's a great move for downtown Buffalo.
Talk about that a little bit. How big of a get is this for the city of Buffalo?
Well, you know, Buffalo needs to get more vibrancy downtown, so I think this will help. It is still a little bit on the outskirts of the central business district, so I think it will help bring people downtown. Two significant things, though. One, are people going to be moving downtown? Will this spur some more activity for employees to move downtown, which will create vibrancy? And also, what will happen to their other building down out in Williamsville now? We'll be interested to see what happens there.
Do you believe that a move like this from Ingram Micro could start a wave of other businesses looking to return to downtown Buffalo?
I think so. Again, what we really need, you know, get some downtown, get that vibrancy, get the waterfront, get the central business district cruising again for lunch and dinner. Lunches are all but shut down. But really getting people downtown, I think is great. But also, let's say, you know, bringing people to the waterfront, what else is going to follow them? Will others come down? I think what we really need is to find some outsiders, people not from Buffalo locating in these size buildings. That would be a really huge win for Buffalo if we can get an outside firm to join us.
And what more do you feel can be done or maybe needs to be done to help attract more businesses like Ingram Micro or others to downtown Buffalo or just back to the city of Buffalo, period?
Well, again, it really starts with making Buffalo a vibrant place to be, somewhere you want to live, work, and play. Right now we have a lot of work going on there. More living is going on, but it's awfully quiet in the restaurant business. So if we can pull all that together, have demand for supermarkets, then I think we really got something. And this will certainly help that mission.
Very good. Bill, anything else that you care to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
Again, we got to see what's going to happen with that building out in Williamsville now. So now we've not reduced our vacancy overall. We have put people from there downtown. But again, I think it's a great move for downtown, and hopefully that building in Williamsville won't sit vacant too long. Or maybe that's where we attract some outside people to come in and join this community.